In our previous shiur, we began learning and discussing the words of the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Reis Samach Beis. We continue with Reis Samach Beis Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yishtadl Shiyu Lo Begodim Noyim L'Shabbos. Everybody should try to have nice Begodim L'Kavod Shabbos. V'miyef Shalai, if somebody can't have such Begodim, L'Fochus Yifshal Shal, Pirish Yishashim Klap Imatashi Ruchim Kamidis Shir Meyosh Mebesim, let out the hem on your beged so it should be longer, Derech Kovet. And the Mishnah Berurah says, where does this come? Because the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos, V'chibadatoi, and Chazal teach us, Shilo Yimabushcha Shal Shabbos, K'mabushcha Shal Choyol. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer Chassidim that one should be careful on Shabbos not to have a child sit on his lap if by having the child sitting on his lap he'll get his clothing dirty. When is the proper time to put on the Big Day Shabbos? So from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, which is actually very similar to the Gemara in our Masechet, the Gemara is Baba Kamal Amabez. The Gemara says Rav Chanina Me'atef Akoya Panya the Malu Shabbos Amud Boy Vneitzi Likras Shabbos Malkusa. So it seems a Panya the Malu Shabbos right before they were Makabel Shabbos, that's when they used to put on the Big Day Shabbos. And actually, if we look in the next Ramah, the Ramah speaks about this halacha, and the Ramah speaks about putting on the Big Day Shabbos after you washed yourself right before Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. So it seems that the L'chatchila is not to put on the Big Day Shabbos too early. However, the question comes up, what happens if somebody, for whatever reason, he washes himself earlier L'Kavod Shabbos? Is there a din that he has, that what should he do? So it seems that the Pesukim hold he should change his underwear at that point L'Kavod Shabbos, but outerwear, he should only put on closer to Shabbos. However, what's the halacha the Pesukim discuss if somebody's traveling away from his home on Shabbos? And of course, if somebody is traveling away from home on Shabbos, he needs to make sure to leave his home in a timely fashion. Should he put on the Big Day Shabbos? And he wants to wear his Big Day Shabbos to where he's going. So there the Pesukim are lenient. And their Svara is a very nice Svara. Their Svara is that what's the reason you should put on the Big Day Shabbos as close to Shabbos as possible? Because that's all showing that what you're doing is L'Kavod Shabbos. So when you're traveling somewhere L'Kavod for Shabbos, and the entire trip is obvious that you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos, so you don't have to do any more than that, and you could already put on the Big Day Shabbos earlier. The question that comes up is, what does it mean that you have to have Big Day Shabbos? So, the Torah, and that seems to be the basis of this halacha that we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk says regarding Shabbos, Mikra Kodesh. A Mikra Kodesh means that it should be obvious that you're wearing, that Shabbos is Mikra Kodesh, it's a holy day, it's a different day. And therefore, the clothing that you wear on Shabbos should be different than the clothing that you wear during the week. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be a different style, but they have to be nicer clothing, better clothing, clothing that are kept in a better condition. And in fact, This has a very significant point to the in the Gemara that we're learning in our Masechta later on, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph speaks about an animal which is mu'ud l'Shabbos v'en mu'ud l'Choy. This animal is only a mu'ud to do damage in Shabbos and not a mu'ud to do damage during the week. And the Rishonim already discuss what kind of animal is this that only does damage, that only is a mu'ud on Shabbos, it's not a mu'ud l'Choy. How do we understand that kind of an animal? So the Yerushalmi has a very interesting explanation. The Yerushalmi's explanation is that on Shabbos, very much in line with the Gemara we're learning now, that on Shabbos, people wear a different kind of clothing than they wear during the week. And therefore, this animal, perhaps when he sees the person wearing his Shabbos clothing, will say, gets the animal excited. But this clothing is very different than the clothing the animal wears during the week, the people wear during the week. And that clothing does not excite the animal. So we see that the clothing worn on Shabbos was very different than the clothing that was worn during the week. And I saw a very interesting story from the Ragachover. There was once a woman who was having difficulty in nursing her child. And she went to the Ragachover and asked the Ragachover if he could help her, he could give her a bracha, whatever, that she's having this difficulty. The Ragachover just said, as we know, the Ragachover was very sharp, and all the Ragachover said was, it's a Yerushalmi. And that's all he said. So obviously, this woman was more confused now than she ever was before. What does the Ragachover mean by saying, it's a Yerushalmi? The Ragachover lived in the city of Dvinsk. In the same city of Dvinsk lived also the Or Sameach. So this woman went to the Or Sameach, Remeya Simcha, and asked him, told him what just happened, and asked him, maybe you could explain to me how to understand what's happening here. So the Or Sameach said, do you wear the same clothing on Shabbos as you wear during the week? She says, no, as we're learning now in the Gemara. In Shabbos, you're supposed to have different clothing than you have during the week. So the Or Sameach said, that's exactly what the Ragachover meant to tell you. What the Ragachover meant to tell you was this Yerushalmi. That this Yerushalmi teaches us that on Shabbos, you don't wear, that the animal acts differently on Shabbos than he does during the week. Because on Shabbos, the animal sees people wearing different clothing than they wear all week long. That's pshat here as well. You're wearing different clothing. And because you're wearing different clothing, your child doesn't recognize you. If you were to wear the same type of clothing, your child would, if you were to wear the same clothing, your child would recognize you. And in fact, as soon as she did that, her child immediately recognized her and she was able to successfully nurse her child. But it goes even, I saw the Paiskim say, actually a step further. Very nice. Because the Paiskim say that that's why a person on Shabbos, let's say the person had a question, if on Shabbos, did he daven the Shabbos to get davening, or he davened the weekday Shmon Esrei? He just doesn't remember which Shmon Esrei he davened. So there are Paiskim that want to suggest that you don't have to repeat. The Shmon Esrei. Why don't you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei? Shouldn't the halacha be that since this person is accustomed to davening this type of Shmon Esrei, shouldn't that be clearly a raya that this person probably davened the same Shmon Esrei
on Shabbos that he does all week wrong, and all of a sudden we're saying no, we could assume that he davened the proper Shemoneh Esrei. The answer is very much connected to what we're discussing in our share now, because since on Shabbos you're wearing the big day Shabbos, and we're learning now that the big day Shabbos are different than the big day Chol, they serve as a reminder that on Shabbos I should daven a different Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, if you have a suffix, if you daven the different Shemoneh Esrei, if you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei or the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, we could assume that you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, I mean, because you're wearing the Shabbos Begadim. And that's why I saw that the stipler was makbid that even if somebody has big day Shabbos, it's a big chiddush, but the stipler was makbid that if somebody has big day Shabbos, he shouldn't wear those big day Shabbos ever during the week, even if he's going to a simcha. Why? Because that's the explanation that we're giving now. The wearing the big day Shabbos serve as a reminder that today is Shabbos and it's not any other day of the week. But if one becomes accustomed to wearing those big day Shabbos even during the week, then you haven't accomplished anything because you're wearing the big day Shabbos during the week. So I did see, but let's say you don't want to have to buy a special suit for weddings that you go to during the week. So what should you do? So I saw that maybe the stipler would agree, that you should not put anything into the pockets of Big Day Shabbos. Once you don't put anything even into the pockets of the Big Day Shabbos, that shows, that serves as a reminder that the Big Day Shabbos are different. There's a minig that not only should you have special Big Day Shabbos, but as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that you should even have a special talis for Shabbos. And in fact, I saw a very interesting minig quoted from the Belzer Rebbe, that if you have a special talis for Shabbos, you should never use that talis. Let's say you want to buy yourself a new talis. So you decide, I'm going to use my Shabbos talis for every day, and I'll get myself a new Shabbos talis. That maybe you shouldn't do, because there's a concept of Malon B'Kodesh V'Meridin. I saw others were careful that when they wore the Shabbos Begadim, they should never change, they should never do something that wasn't becovered. They didn't take out the garbage when they were wearing the Big Day Shabbos. It seems that clearly all the Paiskim are of the opinion that the outer beged that you're wearing and that the hat that you're wearing should be special L'Kavod Shabbos. Underwear, it seems from almost all Paiskim, it's enough just to change L'Kavod Shabbos into clean underwear. A yarmulke, talis cotton, a belt, l'chatchila, one should have even those begodim l'kavod Shabbos, but if not, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch refers to. The question is, what about a coat or a scarf? So I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says, since the entire reason you're wearing those clothing is only to protect you from the cold or from the rain, so they're not really called the begadim, and one may not necessarily have to change them L'Kavod Shabbos. However, going back to what we discussed a moment ago, if part of the reason you're supposed to have special Big Day Shabbos is to remind you of Shabbos, so if you're going to wear the same coat during the week and on Shabbos, so you won't recognize the Shabbos and you make Chas V'Shalom come to carry. And therefore, one should have special Big Day Shabbos. Obviously, based on the reasonings that we just gave, it's not just
men who are obligated to have special Big Day Shabbos. Even women should have special Big Day Shabbos. The Paiskim also say, the Magen Avraham says that Bezman Hazeh, Aveilim, even though it's the middle of the Shiva, they should switch into the Big Day Shabbos. Because since everybody on Shabbos wears special Big Day Shabbos, the Ovel, who's not wearing the Big Day Shabbos, it's obvious that it's Aveilus Beferesia, and Aveilus Beferesia is obviously awesome. There's an interesting discussion regarding shoes. Should one have special shoes, special Shabbos shoes? The Pelet Yoyit says that one should. The Shas Tshuvas Rav Po'alim say you don't have to. But I saw that the Paiskim suggest that the reason the Shas Tshuvas Rav Po'alim paskins that way is only because the Shas Tshuvas Rav Po'alim is discussing a place where the streets were dirty. So having special Shabbos shoes, you're only going to ruin the shoes. But nowadays, where we live in places where it's not dirty on the sidewalk and you can walk without getting your shoes ruined and dirty, the halacha is that one should have special Shabbos shoes. When we speak about clothing, so I saw that the Paiskim say that not only are clothing, but even the silverware and the china that one uses for Shabbos, l'chatchila, one should have special silverware and tableware all the covered Shabbos.